Landowners in the Clwyd Bay area of Mayo are objecting to a proposed new greenway route, which they say will cut through their fields and cause widespread ecological and environmental damage. Instead, they want an existing roadway route between Westport and Murrisk Village upgraded. Mayo County Council and Transport Infrastructure Ireland say the overall aim is to provide a continuous high-quality greenway loop across the entire county. They say there will be ongoing consultation with landowners at every stage of the project. Our regional correspondent, Teresa Mannion, has been to Clwyd Bay.
Here in the foothills of Kropatrick, a planned new 6 kilometre section of greenway has become a contentious issue in the local community. Over 40 landowners say they will be impacted if the route goes ahead. One of them is 86-year-old Cecil Horkin, whose property is at the start of the proposed new trail.
I'm so against it because it started at my driveway, coming up through my driveway, knocking my garage and taking away all my privacy up at the gable of my house. And then it's gone through my best farming field I have for my silage. So I'm totally against the whole thing. We have a greenway as it is, Teresa. We have a greenway as it is on the main road going from Westport to Murrisk. So it's not on. So I wouldn't, no matter what money they'd offer me, I wouldn't accept it. I'd do jail before I'd let them into my land.
The land I own is just adjacent to where the greenway is going. They've pulled it up a bit out of mine because mine floods so badly.
Lucy Fabby is another landowner who says the new route would disrupt the ecology of the Clúna Valley and the surrounding hills.
I sort of feel it's untouched down there, and it's been untouched for years, so it's beautiful wilderness. There's otters, there's kingfishers, we've egrets coming down now and landing, and I just feel the destruction of putting something in is going to cause huge issues.
Peter Shanley is spokesperson for the community campaign against the proposed route, but he says landowners are not opposed to greenways and points to the success of the old rail route between Westport and Achill.
We've done this in Mayo. We were the leaders in building greenways, but it was built on an existing old disused railway line, and there were no gradients. It was level, but it was also a disused railway line. So what they did was they fenced it and surfaced it, and they used it as for cyclists and walkers only, and that was actually incredibly successful. But to go building a road to the middle of a pristine valley, when we've already got a road with a walkway and cycleway attached to it anyway, it's like running two trains to Dublin side by side. The facility is there. It's only a matter of upgrading it, that's all.
Councillor Peter Flynn, you're a keen cyclist and you're committed to the proposed new greenway route. What is wrong with the existing cycleway that we're standing on right now?
Well, you can see it here, Teresa. It's a very busy road. The existing greenway is less than a metre wide on significant stretches of it. And I suppose the important part to keep in mind here, this is part of a bigger greenway. We're looking at a greenway loop right around Clwyd Bay, linking in the islands of Clare Island, Inishturk and Achill, and looping round to Westport. I think this could be a sensational greenway. And I do think it's important to remember that a greenway code was agreed less than 2 years ago between the IFA, a number of farming groups, and the TII and government. And it was very much about, you know, constructive engagement with landowners. It was about a fair compensation package, which is very new. But it's really about voluntary acquisition and not compulsory purchase orders that's sometimes been falsely portrayed.
The proposed new greenway route is a divisive issue. Fianna Fáil councillor Brendan Mulroy described the compulsory purchase order process as a sharp instrument.
Previously, it was permissive access. So you had to consult with the farmers, but you didn't, and either you got agreement or you didn't. And if you didn't get agreement, you moved away. Whereas with the CPO process, they're negotiating with you, they're consulting with you. But they know that you have to take at the end of the day what they're offering you, because you have no choice in the matter. But I've news for them. These people here will not stand for that, and I've no doubt this will end up in the High Court.
Both Mayo County Council and Transport Infrastructure Ireland say they will continue to liaise with the landowners who are willing to engage on a one-to-one basis. They say CPOs will only be used as a last resort. However, the controversy surrounding this proposed new route looks set to continue.
Yeah.
And that was Teresa Mannion reporting there for us. It's 8:30. News headlines from Susan Jackson.